Hello and you're very welcome to Ars to Protect with me, John Morley. Coming up on the programme today, we look at the reasons for charging electric vehicles at off-peak times with John Weldon, the e-mobility manager with Garrow Electric. If you want to get a comment into the programme, you can do on our text and WhatsApp line. That's 086 38 33 55 3. That's brought to you by rationale.ie. You can also email the programme at arsprotect@goibfm.ie. And you can also ring into reception on 09177 0077. If you go on to arsprotect.ie, you can do your carbon footprint calculator. And you can also take a very quick survey. All this plus lots more coming up on episode 13 of Ars to Protect. I'm delighted to say I'm joined on the line by John Weldon. He's the e-mobility manager with Garrow Electric. Because we're talking about electric vehicles and how best to charge them and to keep the environment safe and healthy in that regard. John, you're very welcome onto the programme. Talk to us about Garrow Electric and the work you do at the outset.
Thanks very much, John. So Garrow Electric are a Swedish electrical distribution manufacturer. We've been in existence about 80 years. We've been in Ireland for 40 years. So given that Scandinavia was kind of far more advanced and in EV adoption, we've kind of learned a lot from there, and we've launched our products in Ireland maybe 10 years ago when EV adoption wasn't huge, not a lot of cars being registered. But now we can see one in four cars registered is an EV this year, a plug-in EV. So that type of business is in demand.
Now, I understand that the majority of electrical vehicle charging happens in the home houses. Talk us through that.
Absolutely, yeah. So even myself, I've been driving an EV for 3 years now, and I've seen the patterns the same. So 80% of your charging will be done at home. In some cases, that might be 100%, but typically never less than 80%. How that can affect the environment. So first of all, we need to look at the size of the load of the electric vehicle. So if you liken it to turning on every ring and every oven in an electric cooker, it would be that type of load that could be running for up to 8 to 10 hours. So the electricity usage is huge. That comes with a cost monetarily, of course, and also environmentally. So given that we kind of have it captive, we know where it's being used in the home, we can look at how we can change and be more flexible in how we use it to have less of an impact on the environment. Mm. The first way to do that is to schedule our charging. So we know that in Ireland, actually Ireland is ahead of Europe average in terms of how much renewables are on the grid. So we can choose what time to charge the car rather than coming home, plugging in straight away at say 5 p.m. when everybody arrives home from work. That would be the worst time to start charging your car for the environment, given that it's peak times and we're probably burning a lot of fossil fuels at that time to keep the grid up. If you can schedule your charging for a later time in the evening, you can make more use of wind energy and renewables that are on the grid at that time. So we have technology in chargers now, and we also have the Sustainable Energy Authority of Ireland are incentivizing people to use these type of smart chargers by giving grants to install them at home. If you have a smart charger that can schedule your charging, you can really move the charging around the best time to affect the environment. Mm-hmm. So given most people will only charge for maybe 3 to 4 hours, they come home in the evening, they don't need the car again till 7 a.m. It's best to be able to pick the time when there's more renewables on the grid. So that's a big change coming at the moment.
Mm. And I know you do a lot of work in terms of actually providing charging points outside of the home as well, which is important.
Absolutely, yeah. So we need to fill in that part for public charging, destination charging, and on-the-road charging. So a lot of early adoption was actually company cars, because the government gave some good incentives for people who do high mileage, really, to move to electric, which of course is it's better to have these type of people driving electric vehicles than people who are doing really low mileage, because the environmental impact, say, of the life of the car will be much better suited to a person doing higher mileage. So yes, we're fully involved in commercial and public charging now. Initially, people were a bit skeptical and range anxiety was a thing. I think that the charging network is greatly improved now. There's a lot of European and Irish government incentives now to get more public charging. And what that really means is usually fast charging onto our motorways, onto our national routes, so that nobody needs to worry about that type of thing anymore.
Mm. Are we still lacking behind in that regard, though, at present?
I believe so. Yeah, I believe so. There is a big push from Europe at the moment to have charging every 60 kilometres along a main motorway. That will improve things greatly. The more cars we get on the road will mean a better opportunity for private enterprises to install charge points. There is an opportunity, of course, to run a profitable charging network for a private company, but that will lag behind the amount of cars. So the more cars on the road will incentivize private enterprise. So we really need the push from the government and the EU to subsidize in some way or incentivize installation of fast charging and public charging networks.
Mm. I think the whole idea of scheduling charging is quite interesting and might not be something the public would think of, that if you charge at a peak time that you're charging with electricity that had used or was created by fossil fuels. So it is something to bear in mind, but there's an argument to be said, well, we could charge our cars whenever we wanted if the electricity was being generated by renewables.
Absolutely, yeah. But as I said, Ireland is ahead of the European average. So we are going in the right direction. And Europe-wide, the percentage, each year, the percentage of renewable energy on the grid is increasing, that percentage mix. So we're definitely going in the right direction. Mm. Also, we can talk about how and where them emissions happen. So if we're driving a huge amount of electric vehicles around cities, where the electricity was generated and where these emissions happened, we're somewhere remote, hopefully, in a power plant, a generation station. Whereas if they're internal combustion engine, traditional vehicle driving around our public streets, they're emitting straight into the environment that we're all walking around in every day. Mm. We could also add that it's great to have the flexibility to choose renewable energy at off-peak times, but there is also an incentive there financially. With the introduction of smart meters, we're seeing utility providers giving new smart charger tariffs, say, based around EV drivers. So, you know, usually the hours between 2 a.m., 6 a.m. maybe, they offer a reduced rate of electricity, which can further reduce the cost of running the vehicle, giving it a great incentive for a move to EV. Mm.
Now, you've mentioned the advancements in the EV technology, and I know that range was a big concern, and it's definitely not as big a concern now, but they're improving all the time, and things like drag from the battery, that's improving with different car products as well. So they are now the car of the future.
Yeah, absolutely. There's big changes there, but we should also consider what we see a lot in the media is press releases, what's really advertising from big car manufacturers stating how they've designed a new battery that can, you know, make you do 1,000 miles on one charge. We should also think about whether we really need cars like that in Ireland. We are a much smaller country. Typically, the cars being sold and purchased now have a range of around 500 kilometers. That's more than most people need. So there is a cost to buying a car with a much bigger range. Most vehicles are available with a shorter range version. And you could think that, you know, carrying around a much larger battery will have a bigger environmental effect. Do you really need it in a country like Ireland when we do much less mileage and our trips are shorter?
Now, John Weldon, the e-mobility manager with Garo Electric. If companies are looking to install EV charge points, I know you offer that service. How best do they get in contact with you and organise that?
We do indeed, yeah. So people can contact us through our website, garoelectric.com, or call us at our office. We're always happy to help. A lot of companies are moving their fleets toward electric at the moment. Also, a lot of the logistic companies are buying electric trucks, which again is another great thing for the environment and the country. So we're more than happy to help everyone we can.
Well, John Weldon, the e-mobility manager with Garo Electric, thank you for joining us on Ars to Protect.
Thank you.
And that's all from this week's edition of Ars to Protect. Join us next Thursday at 11:30. Until then, I've been John Morley and have a very good weekend.
Ars to Protect, brought to you by Galway Bay FM, the IBI, and funded by Commission na Mban with the television licence fee. Check out arstoprotect.ie for more info.